So this is well, this is kind of like a postscript, really, isn't it?
It is a PS to the audio blog.
Yeah.
You see, this is the danger, isn't it, with recording things before they happen?
It's
or
true.
If you're listening to this next week, recording things after before they happened.
After before they happened, you're not very happy.
Why not?
Well, I'm not used to it. You know, I'm a man in control. I'm on this radio station every weekday morning from 9. We get on, we do things. Things happen. They happen in the way we want them to because we make them happen. It's appointment to listen radio. It's broadcasting at the cutting edge. And frankly, I'm not used to it.
Do you think you need to explain what's happened?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can revisit it because I'm scarred. The wounds are fresh.
Well, basically, let me do it because
Well, you had the phone calls, not me.
I had the phone calls, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, we were planning to devote a large section of today's Duncan Bark Show, or if you're listening to next week, last week's Duncan Bark Show.
Last Thursday's,
to a conversation with an escort girl, a call girl called Mandy.
Call girl.
She was absolutely 100% up for coming on the show. I spoke to her twice.
Yeah.
I said, "You coming in?" Yeah. Coming on for 9 o'clock. She was really up for it. She took no persuading whatsoever.
No.
I'm still talking about the interview at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And she didn't turn up. So we did the interview anyway because we really wanted to do the interview.
We did the topic, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we were talking about this whole idea, and I still stand by it, and virtually everyone who contacted the show today, or if you're listening to this next week, last Thursday, agreed. Because I believe every man would use an escort girl if they thought they could get away with it.
That was your proposition.
That was my proposition. And bar probably about two people, everyone agreed.
I don't know. I think you're exaggerating.
What do you mean?
I think we got a flood of texts and emails.
Yeah.
It was a real live wire topic.
It was.
I think more than two, to be fair, disagreed with you.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What do you reckon? 50-50?
Maybe
60-40?
75-25.
What? In which way?
I would say 75% agreed with you.
Yeah, well, that'll do for me. That's three quarters.
We had a great conversation.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is the show was rescued to some extent by our listeners. Because no show is bigger than one person.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's difficult. When you base it around a person, you kind of take a bit of a punt. But, you know, I'm comfortable with that.
Take a
punt.
Got you.
And I'm quite happy to expand at length on my views, which I did. And, you know, I put my hand up. And there was a time when I was kicking around in a hotel in Birmingham. I saw these girls at the bar who clearly were escort girls, because that's what they were. And, you know, I thought about it. But, you see, I wouldn't be able to handle the guilt.
No. So is this the first time you've been rejected by an escort girl?
I was stood up by an escort girl. And I don't know how to deal with that. What's the etiquette? I feel angry? Should I feel upset?
You see, I noticed you've actually got a shirt on today, quite a natty pink shirt. Did you wear that especially because there was an escort girl coming into the studio?
I had a choice of two shirts, and the one I was going to wear was one of my double cuffs.
Mm.
But double? I thought, cuffs.
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 Got you.
I thought about it. I thought it might send out the wrong message because it might show that I tried too hard.
Mm.
Hard.
Oh, I'm not doing that one.
All right.
Well, anyway, I got a text from Mandy, later on.
What did she say?
Mandy was, have I said her name already? She was the escort girl that was going to come in today and who stood you up.
Mm.
And the
stood
text.
Stood up by an escort girl.
I'll read the text out now. Oh. It says, was calling from 8 a.m. this morning, driving up from Birmingham to reschedule the time slot. Right. But your phone was just ringing, so I gave up.
All right. We got into this radio station at 7.15, 7.30, no later.
Correct.
To put this radio programme together. And your phone didn't ring. So I can only presume that she was using a different number.
She could well have had the wrong number. I'd still like to get her in the station to have a chat with her, or for you to have a chat with her, because I think she's got a great story to tell. But thankfully, a listener or two came to our rescue.
Yeah.
One of them was Susie, who, like Mandy, is a call girl. And she had a good 10-minute chat with you on air about life as a call girl. So we got what we needed, which was the information.
Two things. I mean, it's not a case of being rescued. It just means that people are out there. And this is a great thing about our show. They are out there no matter what topic. And just when you think you've got all of your bases covered, you know, someone will come along and go, hello. And you think, great, this is fantastic. Use the term call girl. That's not the politically correct way of branding someone who works in that business, as I found out. Well, I found out today, or if you're listening to this next week, I found out last Thursday.
Mm.
The term is working girl.
She's a working girl.
Yeah.
Susie is a working girl.
Yeah.
She rang up and she had a good chat with you on air. And also, another great caller was John from the Wirral, who rang up and said that he had gone through a period of his life where he was addicted to using working girls.
Yeah, yeah. One a week. 200 quid a month.
Correct.
Wife had no idea. Happily married. Couldn't understand. He said, once he found...
because you're getting divorced now.
Well, this is true. Yeah, fair point. But what he said was that it was almost like this weird addiction because you have the curiosity value. Mm. So you try using an escort or a working girl once. And you kind of think, well, that's it. You've been there. You've done that. You've got the T-shirt. What else is there to... And he kind of like was just like, but it's strange. I can't explain it because you want to go back again. And I'm just wondering if it's that kind of sense of danger. Do you know what I mean? Because you know that it's something you shouldn't be doing. And that is kind of like, it's a little bit of an adrenaline rush, isn't it? There's something there that obviously a chemical is released. It's got to make it addictive.
It's like Pringles, isn't it? Once you pop, you can't stop.
Well, the whole tube goes.
Exactly.
So there you are. So watch this space, really, because I think what we'll try and do is we'll carry on chasing this because I want to get Mandy in.
We do.
And what I thought we'd do is we try and, only from the fact that I don't want to be totally rebuffed, we'll get her in this studio. Buffed.
Got you.
Rebuffed. I'll get her in this studio. And what we'll do is we'll do it as a podcast.
Yep.
We might play a little bit of the podcast out on the air, okay, just to tease people and tantalise. But the beauty, if we can get her in the studio to do it as a podcast, there are certain things we can talk about, certain questions we can ask, and certain language we can use that we'd never be able to do if it was live on the radio.
Absolutely. But you know what? Before we promise any more, should we wait and see if we actually get her in the studio?
Well, I just think we have to kind of wait and see because I'm still trying to overcome my rejection.
Well, you were rejected by one, Mandy. You were chosen by another, Susie.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's a score draw.
Yeah, well, I've got an ego. I don't like being rejected by anyone.
Well,
anyway,
happens to the best of us.
Should we go to the pub?